Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Talking Asset Management with KPMG. Thanks for joining in on our credit fund mini-series. As you know, this is a series of quick five-minute discussions of tax issues in the credit space. And I'm here today with the esteemed Paul Kunkel to talk about the taxation of interest income of both direct lending as well as secondary market purchases of debt. So, Paul, we heard on the last episode from Pat and Sam the differences between the two, but wanted to use this podcast to speak about the accounting aspects of direct versus secondary accounting for interest income. So let's start with originating or direct lending. When we are direct lending to someone, what are the accounting items that result?
Okay, thanks, Scott. In the case of a loan which is originated, from the creditor's standpoint, there can be fee income, depending upon how the fee is earned, which might be recognized immediately, or certain kinds of fees for tax purposes are treated as reducing what the tax rules call the issue price of the loan, which creates original issue discount, or OID. There now is a book tax conformity rule, which might throw certain fees, which otherwise would have been treated as OID, out of that bucket and would make them currently recognizable as income. So that's a little wrinkle in what used to be a fairly well-known area. Also, the other kinds of income that a loan typically can produce are so-called qualified stated interest income, which applies to coupon interest, which is payable at least annually at a fixed or certain qualified floating rates. Or often loans, particular mezzanine loans, for example, will have interest, which is so-called PIC interest, or payment in kind interest, which is not required to be paid currently, which accrues and is added to principal. That is treated as original issue discount, even though it isn't discount per se. The difference from the creditor's standpoint between qualified stated interest and OID is that qualified stated interest is taken into account by the creditor under the creditor's normal accounting method. For example, if the creditor is cash basis as opposed to accrual basis, qualified stated interest is taken into account when paid, when received. OID for both accrual basis and cash basis lenders is required to be accrued currently. So, as I said, OID can result from upfront fees, discount, can result from PIC interest, which is not discount per se, but gets accumulated, or there can be certain kinds of fees paid not initially on the loan, but say during the loan or at the back end. For example, if the borrower has the right to call the loan early, it might have to pay a premium for the call. So you have faced the question of how is that treated? Or there could be a so-called exit fee. Say any time principal is paid, a certain percentage of the principal has to be added to that payment and treated as income by the lender. So sometimes those fees are treated as gain from the lender's perspective. Sometimes they're required to be accrued as OID. Generally, an original lender does not have so-called market discount. That generally applies to a secondary market purchaser.
All right, great. Yeah, and definitely so by definition, OID is upon origination of the instrument. So
yes.
Whether you're in the trader business of originating or you originate outside of a trader business, the construct is the same there. And definitely a lot more complicated than just multiplying the stated rate times the principal amount. A lot of different factors that go into there. But a good segue into the secondary market. So those that are participating in the secondary market and buying loans that were originated by somebody else, what are the tax consequences there of interest?
Yeah, a secondary market purchaser can have qualified stated interest income, can have OID income, as well as market discount. A secondary market purchaser has market discount to the extent that the purchase price that it pays for the loan is below what the tax rules call the adjusted issue price at that time, which essentially is the issue price at which the loan was issued plus accrued OID. So it's possible that a secondary market purchaser can have both OID, qualified stated interest, and market discount. Unlike OID, market discount is not required to be accrued that is taken into income currently. The holder is supposed to calculate accretions of market discount, but it can elect to include market discount currently like OID, but if it doesn't do that, it's supposed to calculate the accretions, and it would have market discount income anytime it receives a principal payment or, for example, if it sells the loan. And to the extent that market discount is taken into account currently, it is treated as interest income, at least for income purposes. It is unlike OID and qualified stated interest. Market discount is not subject to withholding, although we'll talk more about that later.
All right, great. Very helpful. So thanks for those insights and appreciate you joining today. And thank you everyone out there for listening to our podcast in this credit 5-minute mini series we're doing.